Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's a tremendous difference between law and grace. Let me share this with you. Under the law, it prohibits the approach to God. They could not approach to God under the law. You had to go to Him. But under grace, it invites our approach. How much better grace is than law? In the law, under the law condemns the sinner. Under grace, it redeems the sinner. What a difference. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, it's done. The law says, try, do this. Grace says, it is finished. The law curses the sinner. Grace blesses the believer. The law slays the sinner. Grace saves the sinner. The law shuts every mouth. Grace opens every mouth. The law condemns the best man, but grace saves the worst man. Amen. The law says, pay what you owe. Grace says, it's paid in full. The law says the wages of sin is death. Grace says the gift of God is eternal life. The law says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Grace says believe and live. The law reveals man's sin. It was our schoolmaster, reveals man's sin. But grace atones for man's sin. Law gives knowledge of sin. Grace provides redemption from sin. The law was given by Moses. Grace comes through Jesus Christ. Law demands obedience. Grace gives the power to it. Law was written on a stone. Grace is written on our hearts. The law was done away with in Christ. Grace abides forever. The law puts man under bondage. Grace sets a soul at liberty. Law brings fear. Grace brings peace. The law... Under the law, the sheep dies for the sheep. Under grace, the shepherd dies for the sheep. Under the law, man brought the sacrifice to God. But under grace, God brought the sacrifice to how much better grace is, how much better Jesus Christ is than the law. And this is what Paul was trying to encourage these believers. Don't go back. You have it so much better. Why do you want to go back? Well, let's continue on. Verse number 15 through 19. Now, he's going to start turning the similarities now from Melchizedek. He's going to now point it to Christ. Verse number 15 through 19. And it is yet far more evident. I love that. If you don't see it now, it's far more evident. There's no debate that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest. The word similitude means alike. One like him, but he's even better. That's what this is talking about. That arises another priest. Now he's going to talk about Jesus Christ. Who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Jesus Christ, he was born of a virgin. He was not of the seed of Adam like we are. And that's what it's talking about. Not made after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He's speaking about Jesus Christ. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitable thereof. For the law made nothing perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope. Who's that better hope? Christ, Jesus. He did. He's better. Remember, the theme of Hebrews is better. He's better. He's better than the angels. He's better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. He's better than Abraham. He's better than the priest. He's better than the law. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better, better, better. And we see it here again. He brings in that better hope by the which we draw nigh unto God. Verse number 15 speaks of Christ. All these verses. Christ became the high priest by his resurrection from the dead. his endless life. Aren't you thrilled about that? That's why we come together every Sunday morning to worship the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, we talk about his death, his burial, and his resurrection, and rightly so, we need to talk about that. That's the gospel. But we also, it's not what Jesus has done. We also need to talk about what Jesus is doing presently. Do you know, presently, he's our high priest. And as we get deeper in the book of Hebrews, it's going to talk about he's touched with our infirmities, those things that we don't even know how to react. I wept with Noel this morning. I don't even know what to say, Noel. Those are the words I said. God's grace is sufficient. I said, but I know God cares. He's there, and he ever intercedes for us, and he cares for our infirmities. He's doing that today. He's ever present. We talk about what he did 2,000 years ago, and hallelujah, hallelujah. But he's still alive, doing things for us daily, every day. We seem to forget that, do we not? We just seem to come in the back of our mind. But glory, hallelujah, he is still on the throne. He's our high priest. And that's what Paul is trying to tell. He has an endless life. Talks about it, that he's better than Melchizedek. Quickly, I'm going to run. Look at verse number 18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before the weakness and unprofitable. It's unprofitable there. What is he saying there? That the law of Moses, because it could not make anybody perfect. The word disannulling, because of its disannulling means a putting away, a rejection. It's disannulled. Because we see in verse number 19, because of its weakness, the law made nothing perfect. The law does a great job of setting God's perfect standard, but it does not give the power to keep that standard. We see how far short we are, but for all has sinned, but yet we've come short of the glory of God. It doesn't help us reach that standard. The law shows us our sin problems, but the law does not provide the cure to our sin problems. Only Jesus could save us from our sin problems. Verse number 19, you see that. For the law made nothing perfect. Keeping the law never saved anybody because nobody could keep the law. So the law made nothing perfect, made no one perfect. But the bringing in of a better hope did, Christ, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And by that little clause, don't miss that. By the which we draw nigh unto God. Why do we have access to the Father? Because of Jesus Christ. That's our only way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And because of Jesus Christ, now we have full access. Access to the Father. And that's what he's saying here. By the which we draw nigh unto God. Now, verse number 20. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest. And then in parentheses, verse number 21, he clarifies that. For those priests were made without an oath. Who's those priests? The Old Testament priest. They were made priests without an oath. We'll talk about that in just a minute. But this with an oath swear, talking about Jesus, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Remember we looked in Psalm 110, verse number 4, the Lord God swear unto Jesus, thou art forever a priest after the order of Melchizedek. Well, he refers to that again. What is speaking of here in verses number 21? No oath was given to the priesthood of the tribe of Levi. No, there was no oath given to them. The important thing was for the tribe of Levi, for it to be a priest, was that you had to belong to the right tribe and meet the physical and ceremonial requirements. No oath was given. You just had to meet some certain requirements. And we'll draw your attention quickly to Leviticus chapter number 21, verses 16 through 24. Leviticus 21, 16 through 24.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.